Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the things we have over there for you to see. All right, and joining us right now, the professor of politics from California, IA, otherwise known as Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Good morning to the group. Standing on the steps. Good morning to everybody on the steps. Thank you so very much. See you later. Goodbye. All right. No, it's fun having fun with that bunch over there. I'll tell you what, they're the real deal. All right. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, before we get started tonight, I want to give a special shout-out to my buddy Mark Walters from Armed American Radio for having me on yesterday afternoon on his Monday program between 4 and 5 in the afternoon, live all across the country. And you can go over to armedamericanradio.org to hear the podcast and hear what we talked about, because we didn't just talk about guns, Kyle. We talked about America and how to deal with some of the problems that were out there, some things you probably didn't expect to hear yesterday, but boy, we lit it up.
Yes, you certainly did. I was able to hear a lot of the program, and so that's exactly right. And I thought all the different topics and talking about what can be done practically in order to make sure that the leadership that we need and require, essentially, can be in place in terms of going, changing the Congress, that kind of thing in 2022.
Well, I said it all starts here, right now, today, right here, right now, as of today, and we get involved at the local level to begin with, and the number one place we head for is the school boards.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Now, I want to talk about Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and before I get to talking about him, I'm going to play a little audio here so we can hear what it is that he's doing. This is from our buddy, of course, over there at Salem.
The president says he is dispatching Blinken to the region to build on last week's Gaza ceasefire by laying the groundwork for a resumption in long-stalled peace talks. Blinken will make stops in Israel, the West Bank, Jordan, and Egypt. The Biden administration was criticized by some Democratic allies for its handling of the crisis, but the White House defended its approach, calling it quiet, intensive diplomacy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And we thank Greg for that very much. He's our correspondent in Washington, D.C., and he does a bang-up job, and he sends us those reports so we can play them at night on the show. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. Yeah, great reports.
All right. Now, I think Secretary of State Antony Blinken is already in the Middle East. I think he's already landed. But his intention is to press the Israelis, the Palestinians, and regional players in the region to build on last week's Gaza ceasefire by laying the groundwork for an eventual resumption of the long-stalled peace talks. Now, there was a significant statement made yesterday by an Arab country, one of the ones that the Trump administration brought onto the Israeli pro-bandwagon, and that was the United Arab Emirates.
Well, that's right. And, of course, they were one of the ones, as you said, that the Trump administration brought in. And this is really significant, Captain, because it's not just going to be any kind of a knee-jerk reaction or the taking of sides, as it were. But I think the United Arab Emirates, like other Arab states that have recently made peace with Israel, they want to move forward with what was actually being built on there. Now, what Blinken is talking about, they're looking to advance freedom and security and prosperity for Israelis and Palestinians, quote, in tangible ways, unquote. And I think, Captain, what that means, because we're dealing with Biden and we're dealing with Blinken now, and that I think is going to be that Israel makes all kinds of concessions. You won't even believe the kinds of concessions they're going to ask them for, but it's only going to, again, weaken Israel's position. And unfortunately, I don't think it's going to move the needle very much, because it's the terror groups that don't want peace with Israel. They will find a way to sabotage it.
Well, I don't believe the Biden administration is going to be touting their own horn very much because of the statement that was made. The administration had defended its response by saying it had engaged in intense but quiet high-level diplomacy to support a ceasefire, which was ultimately arranged last week after the Egyptians stepped in to mediate the process.
Well, sure, but a lot of this now, the thrust of this is, look, you know, look what Biden did. You know, he's bringing peace. Well, actually, it's Biden's, policy towards Israel generally, but also the getting back to the Iran nuclear deal and elevating Iran in the region. That's, I think, what led to a lot of this, setting the stage for that.
Yes, it is. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. By the way, today is the day that we have lunch with the captain over there at Mission Barbecue on West Waters in Tampa, the north end of the airport. Stop on by. Be there from 11:30 to 1:30. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
I think I will take it away, and before I get started here and telling you who brings this portion of the program to you, I want to say hello to John going back to Columbus, Ohio, and have a great big brand new Nissan Titan XD 4x4 that he wanted, and the reason he came down to Moss Nissan in Newport Richey to buy it is because it had all the chips in it that he needed to have to make it do what he needed to do in his business. So thanks a lot, John, and I believe you're probably listening to me right now going up the road. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. And remember, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that I use and I take to help me with the problem that I have, which is, of course, my left ankle, foot, and leg, which constantly swells up and starts to hurt and all that great stuff. And the combination of the ingredients that's in the product, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support my body's natural response to inflammation. And it'll simply back the inflammation off and go right to the source of the pain and lower or eliminate the pain that I've got at that time. And it'll keep doing that. Now, the best part about this is it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and it also supports the healing process. Comes in convenient individual packets, and it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's all it is, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You get it, you start it, you take it the way it says to use it, you get it in your system, and you will notice a difference. I have people every day thanking me for telling them about this product. So you can be one of them too. Relief Factor. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and tell them the captain sent you when you get there, because they're going to ask you how you found out about it. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, well, moving right along here, the little Dr. Fauci saga from yesterday. Remember we talked about little Dr. Fauci and how he had suddenly flipped again?
Yep.
Well, apparently the mainstream, lamestream liberal media has flipped right along with him, because have you seen what's going on here?
Yeah, they're starting to talk about the Wuhan lab and, you know, where coronavirus came from and stuff like that.
They are agreeing with what Dr. Fauci and so several other people are saying about the fact that, hey, wait a minute, just a second. This might have started at that lab, and it might not have been developed naturally. It might have been man-made.
Well, exactly. And, of course, unfortunately, we've lost a lot of time on this. I mean, in terms of at least where a lot of the investigative stuff from the mainstream media might be concerned. But, yeah, right early on, Captain, we could tell that this was something very, very different. And now, over a year later, we know all these different aspects of COVID-19, all the different ways it has affected people, different age groups and so forth. Something's up here. This thing didn't simply develop naturally in the wild. I think it's that much is obvious. Now the question is, what exactly happened? Was it deliberate? In other words, it was being researched, but did it get out by accident? And if that's the case, something else could get out. The Lord only knows what else they're researching in the Wuhan lab.
Well, mark my words, they are going to find out where this came from, who developed it, and how it got to the United States and around the world. Mark my words, they're going to find out. When they do, it's not going to be pretty.
No, it's not. And, of course, back during the Trump administration, any inkling of, wait a minute, where did this come from, and so on and so forth, was really put down quite strongly, I think, because, again, you had this two-track thing going on. You had the virus happening, but at the same time, you had a political fight going on, trying to discredit President Trump and anything he would say as a wild conspiracy or, you know, just something far out that could never, ever be true. And they got their way on that one. But now it may be so overwhelming that something is up with the Wuhan virus.
Well, there's more to the story here, because the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, has once again altered the way the data is compiled with regard to the COVID pandemic. Now, this time what they've done is the change in data set comes in a threshold for reporting breakthrough infections. Now, the CDC is lowering their cycle threshold value while testing samples from suspected breakthrough infections, and they are no longer recording the asymptomatic or mild infections as COVID cases, which is how come, and I said this all the time, these cases were trumped up. That's what they were doing, Kyle.
Yes, everything was COVID.
Yep.
And every
yep.
death that was
and right there,
was COVID.
And right there, they just admitted they were doing it.
Well, precisely. And what did that do? It inflated the numbers artificially, and that had a political effect. It acted as political ammunition in many cases.
Absolutely true. So, folks, you know, sooner or later, if we tell you something here in the program and you sit there and you go, oh, there they go again, sooner or later, guess what? We were right again.
Right.
I mean, I hate to be a broken record, but we were absolutely right again. It's common sense.
Precisely. And that's what got thrown out the window so very early on in this very real crisis, a very real virus, very real consequences.
Yep.
Exactly right.
Now, we got to talk about a death threat. Again, we hate to hear about these things, especially to a politician. But we have a death threat that was made to Senator Rand Paul that came in the form of a package with white powder in it with a disturbing message and a picture of him with a gun to his head on the outside of the envelope. And then inside it shows a picture here. I'm looking at it. There was a very vile name that was used. I can't use it on the air, nor would I. But the fact of the matter is, whoever the moron is that did this, they're going to find out who you are. And when they do, you're going to go to jail for a long, long time.
Yes, this is simply not acceptable in our society, no matter what the political actor is, or the representative, or U.S. senator, or president. This kind of thing is completely unacceptable. And I hope, Captain, that we hear this roundly condemned from prominent Democrats, especially Democrats who have told people to go get in the faces of Republicans and do this and do that and you know, keep fighting and all this kind of thing. And I hope we hear that from them. I'm not holding my breath, though.
Yeah, we'll find out soon. And now, by the way, it's now illegal in Florida for social media giants to censure posts. People can turn around and sue them, and they can be fined for up to $25,000 a censure.
Well, this is another step, I think, toward the realization that many of these platforms, you know, are kind of like the phone company at this point. They're,
yeah,
they're ubiquitous, and they're a public, yep, almost a public utility, at least in,
yep,
in de facto.
Yep. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I think, let's see here, I think I know who this is. Is this Todd in Tampa?
This is the Vincent T. Lombardi of pro football and politics.
Oh,
let's
stop.
Get down to business.
Stop.
Yeah, that's,
stop.
No, it's true. It's true. Whether you believe it or not, we won six games with Tebow at Denver, and we just won the Super Bowl here. You want to talk football, we'll talk football. Okay, but let's get down to business on politics, okay? The bottom line is this. The Democrat, hey, to my black friends in the Bronx, you know, if I were just talking, you know, to my black friends, look at the disaster that Biden is with your gas. That never happened under Trump. Okay, that never he shut down the pipeline this and that. That's an excuse because of his stupidity. Okay, Trump would have never done that. So you can look at the facts. You know, if your team sucks, you know, the paper says that team, your team, you know, they're terrible. And if but in politics, they don't say the Democrats are terrible, but they are. Okay? Look for yourself. See for yourself. How can you even vote for a Democrat? That's how stupid. They're letting illegals in with COVID. It's okay, but you got to stay home while they're making a fortune. You know what? Not one American should be voting for a Democrat. Stand up for our Lord and Savior, and you preachers need to stand up for our Lord and Savior. You're MIA. Let's get to work and save the country. Stand up for our cops. Peace.
All right. By the way, there's one pipeline, Kyle, that's still being built.
I believe you're right, yeah.
The Dakota Pipeline, because it didn't have that much that needed to be done to finish it, and it was going through an area where it was going to destroy the economy in the area it was in if they didn't finish it. So the judge listened to both sides, and he decided that he would let the pipeline be completed, and that's exactly what's going on right now. So Biden lost one of them.
That's exactly right.
Yep, the Dakota Pipeline, which was the backup to the Keystone. It's being finished as we speak. All right, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle, you hang on. And folks, got a lot more to talk about here. The squad is at it again. Biden's DOJ is at it again. They're going to challenge something. And I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The European Union will impose sanctions on Belarus after a passenger jet was forced to divert to the Belarusian capital on Sunday to allow the arrest of an opposition journalist. EU leaders have banned its airlines from flying over Belarus and called for the immediate release of Roman Protasevich, the 27-year-old journalist and activist who is one of the leading critics of longtime Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Protasevich was pulled off a Ryanair flight from Athens that was heading to Lithuania. He is known as a vocal critic of Lukashenko and is the founder of a Telegram channel, which was seen as vital in last year's protests against the regime. And the State Department says it's not safe to travel to Japan about 2 months before the start of the Summer Olympics. The Do Not Travel warning comes as Japan deals with a surge in new COVID cases, fueled by the spread of variants of the virus. 9 prefectures, including Tokyo, are under a state of emergency, which is expected to last until late June. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And you will hear Ron Edwards this morning, hour number 4. You'll be around 5 a.m. my time, Eastern time, 2 a.m. Pacific time. So if you want to listen to the whole show, you'll be able to catch him and hear what he's talking about. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by a couple of different sponsors. The first one, MyPillow. Now, it's very simple. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, pick out what you want, and use the product code CAPTAIN. That's right, the product code CAPTAIN to get the discount on the product you're looking at. Because without the product code, you don't get it. For example, the MyPillow Premium Pillows are now $40 cheaper than what they were a month ago. The lowest price ever on the MyPillow Premium Pillows. And all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and use the product code CAPTAIN, and you're in like Flynn. Then there's the 6-piece MyPillow towel set, which I just got some of because I needed towels. That was $65 below the retail price. And I used the product code CAPTAIN and got special price. CAPTAIN is all you do. MyPillow.com, use the word CAPTAIN. So, very simple. That's the product code. Now, this is where I'm going to be on Saturday. When it comes to gun shows, selection is what matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are my preferred gun shows with a variety of new and used guns. This Saturday and Sunday at the Largo Event Center, you can browse over 150 tables, shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment. Since the show is in Pinellas County, you can save on sales tax and you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of waiting up to 8. The show is located at the Largo Event Center, just west of 19 on 126th Avenue. I'll be there in person this Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. For times and locations, check out the website, Two Guys Shows.com, and tell them the captain's. Bingo. Well, there you go, Kyle.
I love it, yeah.
You going to get on the corporate jet and fly over?
I would love to do that, absolutely. Hey, you know what, Captain? We were just talking about the Wuhan virus or the origins of the coronavirus.
Yes.
But now, did you check out what Tucker Carlson has been talking about in terms of the fact that, you know, Fauci and the World Health Organization and, you know, what they knew, basically, for a long time?
I saw Tucker Carlson when he said it, and what was amazing was this is we've been talking about this for, I guess, about a week or 10 days, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Fauci and now the World Health Organization and the mainstream media have all come out and says and been caught lying about the origins of the COVID, the coronavirus pandemic for more than a year. Tucker said, we have the proof. We have the evidence. And he's right. And Mike Pompeo, probably, I don't know, 6 months to 7 months ago, said the same thing, and everybody thought he was nuts.
Well, sure, because especially at that time, again, a lot of this was being used as a political storyline in order to really turn up the heat on the Trump administration. They saw an opportunity and they took it. And I think that's really reprehensible. And Tucker also talks about the fact that back in November of 2019, according to what we understand, you already had other governments contacting the CDC and so forth, saying, "Hey, something's happening at this lab in
right
China." Yeah.
Now, how many Ohioans do you think have gotten the COVID vaccine since the governor there announced their entrance into the $1 million lottery?
I'm not sure. How many?
I don't know. I'm just asking you because I thought you might know. I didn't look, but we'll have to look it up during the break here because this is curious. I wonder if that's getting more people to get the vaccine because they get a chance to win $1 million in the lottery.
Well, it is quite interesting. Some of the links that we see people going to, getting tickets to a Broadway show or getting baseball tickets or stuff like that, if you come down and get your vaccine at the ballpark or that kind of thing. So, yeah, they're trying to make a big push, I think, because initially – everybody who would be sort of enthusiastic to go get the shot, they've already done that, and they're trying to get others.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Yeah, this is Bob from Nyack.
Hello.
Interesting thing that I saw, which is apparently some Chinese politician is bragging that they've won the biological war with the United States.
I heard that, and it was about two weeks ago he said that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, whether that's true or not, it's a fact.
Right.
They've devastated our country, and they're making things left and right, selling them all over the world again, and they've gotten rid of Trump, their enemy.
Yep.
It's an amazing thing.
Yep. They are an enemy, and you are right, and we should treat them as such.
They treated us as such. The virus came from China.
And by the way,
and it's devastated America.
And by the way, they disrespected our military, Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. They won't even meet with them over something that was scheduled months and months and months ago by the United States when Trump was president. But they won't meet with the guys. So there you go.
And the American left have sided with them with the virus to shut down our country.
You're right.
It's amazing.
Because they want to win at all costs, my friend.
And they have so far.
Yeah, well.
Good luck, Captain.
Thank you. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. And we have, okay, to coin a phrase, who said this one, Kyle? We've only just begun to fight.
Oh, my goodness. It's Damn the Torpedoes. I've only been just
John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones.
Yeah, and I'm telling you something. I mean this with all the fervor and all the guts and glory that I got in my system. We can't give up. We can't sit on our buns and I almost said a bad word. We can't sit up. How about if I do this? We can't sit on our butts and do nothing. The time to do something is right now, right here, right now, today. Make up your mind. You're going to get involved. Make up your mind. You're going to help people that are going to run for the school board. That's where this all starts right now, this year, the local elections. We've got to get these clowns out of the school board that have ruined it, ruined the education, and just taking us down into the toilet. That's where it starts this year.
Well, that's exactly right, and we got to get back to basics on that. People have to be able to, read and write and do arithmetic. I mean, it sounds cliche, but it's really true. And by the way, Captain, I was able to find it looks like in Ohio, over 2.7 million people in Ohio have signed up for that lottery drawing.
Evidently. Okay, so apparently it's working there.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Now, there's a problem in New Hampshire. New Hampshire auditors who are in there checking out the election returns, their scans have counted 28% of the test ballots went to GOP candidates. Big time discrepancies, largely caused by, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
A ballot fold effect.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. That's what we're hearing. So, now, can you imagine, Captain, now we, again, as you pointed out so many times, and rightly so, there's nothing that will change the outcome of the election. These audits are very revealing, though. But, Captain, if the shoe was on the other foot, don't you think there would be a lot of questions from media to a Republican president saying, you know, if they find out that all these shenanigans went on and all these miscounts were happening, don't you think it would be the right thing to do to try to figure out how to fix it and this kind of thing in terms of the election? And they would be all over a Republican president with that. But with Biden, it's just going to be, huh? What? Oh, well, moving on.
No. The states are way ahead of us. The states where they're finding these things out are actually taking it upon themselves to do the fixing.
Right.
And that's starting already in some of these six states where Donald Trump lost by nefarious terms, I'll just put it that way. New Hampshire is probably going to be another one. But even though we didn't need a whole bunch of fixing in Florida, they did make some changes and tighten things up a little bit so that the chances of cheating are a lot more difficult.
Well, exactly. Yes, but if it was a Republican president, they'd say, you're not a legit president.
And let's not forget, in Arizona, they were told, Maricopa County was told by the New York State, by the Arizona State Elections Chairman, official who was in charge there, to get rid of the voting machines in Maricopa County.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's an improvement there.
Yep.
Now, law enforcement was praised yesterday for arresting a multiple murder suspect without firing a single shot. And, boy, when they got that guy out of the hole, he was stuck in or whatever he was in where he was hiding, he looked like he came out of the sewer.
Well, exactly. Well, again, you know, that's the preferable outcome to all of this.
Yeah, get him out without killing him.
Exactly. There have been so many instances, of course, where people have resisted or they put up a fight and it all starts going bad very, very quickly. But I don't know any officer or sheriff's deputy captain who would want to have some kind of violent altercation. They want it to end peacefully.
Nobody wants to shoot anybody. That's not what they're there for. But if they get shot at, then that's a different story. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Yep, we got some weather out there tonight, and we'll tell you where it's at and what's going on. So don't go anywhere. Kathy, give them the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate that up there in Carrollton, Georgia, with the Double D Ranch. She and her husband run the Double D Ranch there. It's a horse ranch where they stable horses, and they'll also teach you how to ride. And if you want to get involved in a competitive type of riding, Western or Equestrian, they can do that, too. Now, this portion of the Highway and Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J nearest you. Pull on into there with your big rig. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee while you get your fuel. Check it out. Need a shower? Got it. Need to do your laundry? Got it. Need to take the night off and have a place to park? Probably got that, too, depending on where you're at. But some of the truck stops get full early these days, as is always the case. But the thing of it is, folks, is Pilot and Flying J, you join the Drivers Club and get that free cup of coffee. All righty, here we go. We're going to get it started. It's a foreigner kind of night.
I don't know if it's real. It's been a long day.
to the Foreigner had games. Kyle, when was that around?
That came out in 1979.
I thought it was an oldie because of the way the people in the video look here. But that's I remember it back in the day. And, of course, you know, they're a group that they still play. They still are touring.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Foreigner has lots of hits. And they really were a big influence back then, absolutely.
Yeah, well, we got to get into the weather, and here we go, because, folks, you aren't going to believe this one, but widely scattered severe thunderstorms, again, capable of large hail and severe wind gusts are possible not only today, but tonight, this afternoon, and then this evening, over parts of the central Great Plains into the southern high plains as well. The flash flood threat along the Texas Gulf Coast persists again today due to additional heavy rain and saturated soils down there. Now, record high temperatures are possible through midweek throughout the eastern third of the United States, where we're starting to get some air stagnation alerts over there, and I'll tell you about that, because at night, it looks like you're driving into kind of like a gray sheet. It's not exactly fog, but it's weird when you get into it, and we do have some dense fog to talk about, too. But, Kyle, you take it away out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, for our trucker friends and for travelers coming out of Denver tonight, heading east on I-70, you're going to run into a dense fog advisory, and that's going to be something you're going to have to contend with. This is going to head on over into Kansas and a little bit of the southwest corner.
It's all the way to Hill City.
Exactly right. And so you want to be careful, slow down, leave a lot of distance because there could be rapid decreases in visibility for you. So be careful out there. Up in Montana, we have a lake wind advisory up in the northeastern part of the state there, I believe near Fort Peck Lake as well. So you want to be careful because you have some gusty winds there. Could be upwards of 50 miles an hour. Down in Arizona and Phoenix, we'll still have an air quality alert that we're tracking there. So be careful. Fire weather warning in southern Utah tonight, Captain. But right now, we're getting reports raining in Portland. It'll be raining over the next several days up in Portland, Oregon. Seattle looks like cloudy right now, but there is going to be another system pushing in here in the next few days, and that could bring a lot more snow into the Rockies as well as we head into the week here.
All right, well, North Dakota and South Dakota, you've got some winds there tonight, 25 to 35 miles an hour, with gusts in North Dakota, especially around Bismarck, up to 45 miles an hour. So if you're up there trucking along I-94, be careful. And then the northern part of South Dakota, windy conditions there as well. Drifting down south, I'm going to go straight south down through Nebraska, the southwestern corner of Nebraska. You've got some of that fog down there. But again, as Kyle mentioned, coming into Kansas, Goodland, all the way over to Hill City, that's a good 100 miles. Dense fog advisory, please be careful. And then, moving straight down south into Texas, down around Midland, you've got some flooding conditions down there. You've also had some weather a little while ago. It looks like there's been some severe thunderstorms going through the area. Lubbock, you may have had one there by you, and you may have another one coming your way by the looks here. But in Texas tonight, we have got flooding. Galveston, Houston, down towards Corpus Christi, the rains are still coming. It's still raining, folks. I mean, still raining hard and heavy, and the flooding is there. Also got flood warnings over I-10 east of Beaumont into Louisiana, over towards New Orleans, north of New Orleans, going up 55 out of New Orleans. You've got the Hammond area flooding there. And then a new wrinkle to the mix. We've got this scrunge. I'm going to call it scrunge because we've called it all sorts of things in the past. But it's a stagnant air alert for the Atlanta area, where you've got these. It's like a haze. It's like driving in L.A. and Atlanta. There we go. That's a good comparison, because it's like there's a cloud hanging over the city. And with the headlights that you've got, if you've got the standard headlights, everything shows up as being gray around you, which is kind of weird. But that's what happens. And then the western, northwestern part of South Carolina, I-20 coming across and going up I-85. You've got the same situation there. Up in the southwestern corner of Ohio, same situation there, coming out of Cincinnati. Up along the lake, from Toledo to Cleveland to Erie, Pennsylvania. You've got some stagnant air in that area up there no wind at all. It's very dry, very warm up in there, Kyle. It's been very warm the past several days. And then New York City, you can just imagine. Philadelphia, same thing there. Probably today you'll hear about a poor quality alert there, pardon me. But that's what we got going on. And, Kyle, you know, when you talk about the pilot of the Flying J, tell the campers, the RVers, what goes on when they pull in there, if they want to take part of the RV club.
Well, you know what, folks? For RVers out there, they've got some special amenities just for you. They've got the RV fueling lanes. Also, they've got the overnight parking that you heard the captain mention earlier. Also, propane refill, your RV sanitary dump is there as well. So basically, you definitely want to get involved in their RV program and so forth so you can start saving. I think they have the RV Plus charge card as well that you can look into. All kinds of stuff for RVers. And when you pull into the Pilot and Flying J, they're going to welcome you because they know exactly what's going on out there on the road, and they know exactly what you need when you pull in off the road.
Yeah, and the best part about it is it's free to join.
That's right.
And you get the benefits that you just can't find anywhere else. I mean, it's one thing to get a few discounts here, there, and everywhere, but you get points, and you can use those points just like it's dollars off the price of your food or off the something you want to buy in a store. It's pretty neat. Now, you're not going to get a discount like that on your fuel because you can't use the points for the fuel, but you can use it for purchases in the store and in a restaurant.
That's exactly right. Go to pilotflyingj.com.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch Hour number 2. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started. We got plenty more to talk about. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.